share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The number of patients in the emergency ward at Hospital Kuala Lumpur, HKL, has been declining significantly, proving that the vaccination program is working in reducing critical COVID-19 cases. As of the 16th of August, over 47% of the adult population in Malaysia have received 2 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. According to the director of HKL, Dr. Rahana Johan, this downward trend started taking place over a month ago, and most significantly in the past week, reported Harian Metro. Less emergency cases, thank God. If we compare the admission of COVID-19 patients over the past month, we can see a decrease in cases coming in through the emergency department, she said. 1 month ago, there were more than 200 emergency cases waiting for admission to the ward, now only around 20 people remain. She added that the cooperation of the people in getting themselves vaccinated and having the self-control to adhere to standard operating procedures, SOP, have contributed to this improvement. Additionally, Dr. Rahana said the cases under Category 5 that require breathing assistance also showed a significant decline, especially among individuals who have been fully vaccinated. Although there are still cases that require respiratory assistance, a high number is seen among individuals who do not have a history of vaccination, she said. Frontliners can treat patients calmly. Fortunately, this has lightened the workload of frontliners, who are able to treat patients more calmly. An emergency and trauma services consultant at the hospital known as Dr. Ahmad Ibrahim Kamal Bacha told NST that his colleagues are relieved by the decreasing rate of admissions for Category 3, 4, and 5 COVID-19 patients over the last 5 days in the Klang Valley. Dr. Rahana added that she is confident this downward trend will continue with the cooperation of the people and thanked those involved in making it happen, including the Ministry of Health, KKM, the Greater Klang Valley Special Task Force, GKV, and private hospitals that are ready to accept non-COVID-19 patients. Also collaborative initiatives with the Malaysian Armed Forces, the Malaysian Civil Defence Force and volunteers either clinically or non-clinically that helped reduce congestion at the HKL Emergency Department, she said. Dr. Rahana Johan, director of HKL. Meanwhile, a survey found that 2 wards that were previously reserved for treating Category 3 COVID-19 patients have now become wards to treat non-COVID-19 patients since 1 week ago. The ward, which can accommodate about 30 people at a time, was once filled with about 70 COVID-19 patients, some of whom had to use temporary canvas beds. However, with the decline in critical cases, the canvas beds are now placed in a corner to be used only when needed, as are dozens of oxygen tanks and ventilators. Empty beds can also be seen in 2 isolation wards that usually house Category 4 and 5 patients. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Hopefully, this will also be true for the many other hospitals in Malaysia dedicated to treating COVID-19 patients. Also read, 70 mothers across Malaysia have died. Here's why pregnant women need to vaccinate. Source. Code Blue Source. Berita Harian. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.